Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Somebody needs to say yes to the Lord today. Amen. Glory be to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to take the time and the opportunity to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne, and you can inbox her and leave her a message there. Amen. Also, if you would like to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can also connect with Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier. Also, there are several ministries under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Rao with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is a steady corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to Pathetic Corner with Prophetess Martha, a true prophet of God, amen, a praying woman of God, a powerful show, and you need to hear a word from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need to hear a word from a true prophet, and she is a true prophet of the Lord. So get connected to Pathetic Corner, amen. Then the second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit, hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. Amen. It's a one-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word. Amen. It is always an on-time word. It's always a powerful word. It's always an uplifting and encouraging word. So I encourage you today to get in contact with Prophet Yvonne so that you can start receiving the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. You will receive Moment in the Spirit by text or email of your choice, and that's for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao, from at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected to one word from the Lord. Amen. As I said earlier, I need a word from the Lord. I need a word from a true prophet. I need to hear the preach word from a preaching man. Pastor is a preaching man. Amen. Amen. A powerful team. Prophetess Yvonne Ryle and Pastor. So you want to get connected what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, WOW Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries, every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to WOW Radio with Elder A. Man, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. If you need a prayer to get up, glory be to God, she's able to get the prayer up to the heavens. Glory be to God. It's got to move when Elder began to pray. Amen. A powerful woman of God. So get connected to WOW Radio and get connected to the WOW team. Amen. And Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on my website, Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries at yoda.com, and we will pray with you and keep you in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. That's all of our announcements for today. Amen. Glory be to God. The message today will be coming from John, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. Father God, we come praying, thanking you, Father God, for another day. We come praying, Father God, giving you glory and honor and praise for your grace and your mercy. We come praying, Father, for more grace, Father. We come praying, Father God, that you will save souls all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We come praying, Father God, asking you, Father God, to help in journey. We come asking you, Father, to help us on this journey of faith. Oh, Father God, we can't do it on our own, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Father, to help us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, Father God, for the leaders of this team, Father God, the WOW team. Father God, I come praying for your leaders all over the world. Father, I lift them up to you, Father, in the spirit, Father God, and ask you, Father God, to protect them from all danger, seen and unseen, oh Father. Protect our brothers and sisters in Christ all over this world, Father God. Cover them under the blood of Jesus, Father. Let no harm come unto them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come praying, oh Father God, for the lost. We come praying for the prodigal son and the prodigal daughter, Father. We come praying for the prodigal grandson and daughter, Father. We come praying for that husband or that wife that is lost, Father. We come praying in your mighty name, Father, that you will save a soul, Father God. Bring them out of sin, Father, and draw them unto your marvelous life, Father. As you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Glory be to God, Father God. Draw them unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Draw them out of the darkness, Father. My God, my God. Bring them out of the crack house right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of prostitution right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, do it right now, Father. Oh, Father God, we just give you praise for saving a soul right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, we know that you sent Jesus, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? For God so loved the world, glory be to God, that he sent his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, Father God, we pray that they will come out of sin this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and live for Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that you would meet the need of every person on the sound of my voice, oh, Father, whatever it is, Father God. If it's a bill that they need paid, Father, you can do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Ah, oh, glory be to God. Whatever they need, Father God, you got it, oh, glory be to God. We give you praise for it right now, God, because we know that you're able to do it. Thou art Jehovah Jireh. Ah, oh, God, you are a provider. Glory be to God. If it's healing that they need, God, do it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory for it right now, God, because you're able to do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we just come praising you. We come worshiping you. We come thanking you for Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where will we be today? Glory be to God. God, we give you praise. of all of our praises, oh God. Oh, glory be to God. My God, my God. We give you praise, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come praying for the sick. We come praying for the shut-in. We pray, come praying for those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray for comfort right now, Father. We pray for strength right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for those that are behind prison bars and those that are orphanages, Father. In orphanage, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for confidence and strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father, that you would strengthen your leaders all over this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Father, where they're weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Strengthen them even now, Lord. Give them more strength, new strength, new strength, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, protect them. Let no weapon formed against them. You said it wouldn't form. How they were formed, but you said it wouldn't harm them, God. So we ask right now, Father God, that you let nothing by no me hurt your leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. We give you praise for saving this soul, God, in the name of Jesus. One soul at a time. We give you praise and glory for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this soul that's coming to the Lord this day, Lord. We give you praise for it right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, oh Father. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. God is so good. Glory be to God. I'm just blessed to be here today. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed to be among the land of the living. Glory be to God. God has spared my life just another day that the Lord has delivered me. Just another day that God has saved me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Glory be to God. My God, my God. I'm still here because he lived. Glory be to God. That's the title of our message today, is because he lived. Glory be to God. See, that's my testimony. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about it. Glory be to God, because I know that God is good. And because he lives, I'm still here. I'm still alive. It could have been the other way. Glory be to God, because he lived. My God, my God, my God. My God. Let me hold it. Let me hold it. Because I know you got to have the word. Hallelujah. Because it's the word that's going to keep us. Glory be to God. The message will come from John, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 17. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. So his spirit, glory be to God. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And verse number 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Glory be to God. But ye see me, because I live. My God, my God. He said, because I live. Glory be to God. This is what Jesus said. He said, because I live. Glory be to God. Ye shall live also. Good God of mine. That's my testimony. Now I want to run all over my house. Glory be to God. But I got to pray for the word. Glory be to God. That's a reason to shout, because he said, because I live. Jesus said himself, because I live, you shall live. You shall live and you shall not die. Glory be to God. I don't care what the devil is telling you. Glory be to God. But because Jesus lived and because he rose, you shall live again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he lived. Glory be to God. There's a song that said, because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Glory be to God. Because he's the one that holds the future. Glory be to God. Because he lived, I can face whatever I got to go through, because he lived. He promised me that he would never leave me nor forsake me, because he lives. Glory be to God. Because he lives. Oh, hallelujah. He brought life into a dying world. Because he lived. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A soul can be saved because he lives. Glory be to God. God, that's why He says, I am the resurrection and life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. You can live in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. That's why he said, I will be in you, his spirit. Oh, my God. But you got to come to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he don't dwell in unclean places. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Because he lives, you can get up just like he got up out the grave. Glory be to God. He rose from the dead. Glory be to God. And because he rose, glory be to God, you can rise too in your spirit. Glory be to God. And everything in your life will live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said the world don't know me. Glory be to God. Because they're living in darkness. Glory be to God. He said, I came in the flesh. Glory be to God. That you might have life. Hallelujah. That you might live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, I am the truth. Good God Almighty. I am life. Glory be to God. I am the beginning and the end. Glory be to God. I am. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he lives. Hallelujah. You can live too. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't say we weren't going to go through anything, but he said that we shall not die. Glory be to God. No, hallelujah. We know that the scripture says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Glory be to God. But when you got Jesus, because he lives, you shall live. Glory be to God. My God, my God. My God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the scripture tells us, hallelujah, my God, in 1 Corinthians 15, hallelujah, it says that the first Adam, glory be to God, he brought death into the world. All died because of him, because of the sin in the garden. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that the second Adam, Jesus Christ, glory be to God, the Messiah, glory be to God, he reconciled us back. And through him all shall live if they believe. That's why the word of God says unto us, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, glory be to God, shall have eternal life and not perish. You shall live if you believe. Oh, hallelujah. But if you don't believe, glory be to God, hallelujah, you should die in your sin. But Jesus came, glory be to God, that you might live. And because he lived, because he got up, because he rose, glory be to God, with all powers in his hand, glory be to God, you can live and you can have that same power in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We can live because he lived. Glory be to God. He was risen from the dead. Hallelujah. He'll never die again. Glory be to God, my God. He lived. Oh, he lived. Oh, he lived. Glory be to God. He lived. Glory be to God. And he gave infallible proof that he lived. Glory be to God. Now, last week we talked about the resurrection. Glory be to God. But he gave us proof, even there, that he lived. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. When the stone was rolled away, glory be to God. It wasn't rolled away because Jesus needed to be rolled away. Glory be to God. But it was for them to come in. It was for the women to come in. It was for the disciples to come in. So that they might believe, glory be to God, that Jesus had risen from the dead and that he yet lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why the scripture said, hallelujah, that the angel said unto the women, glory be to God, it was the women. Glory be to God, my God, my God. He said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He lives, y'all. Oh, my God. The angel was telling them, he lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. Glory be to God. My God, he lives. My God. My God. And not only did he give them proof, even at that, he spoke to Mary Magdalene, even though she didn't know who he was. She thought it was a gardener. Glory be to God. He was letting them know, hallelujah, that he lived, even though she did not recognize him until after the fact. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He lived. Glory be to God. Our God lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. My God. My God. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. He let them know, glory be to God, in that day, Hallelujah. That he had risen from the dead, that he had lived, and that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that lives in those that believe. Oh, hallelujah. He can resurrect your life. Glory to God. My God, my God. But you have to choose this day who you want to serve. You must choose life or you must choose death. But it is your choice. Glory be to God. But Jesus came. Glory be to God. That you might live and have life. Glory be to God. For sin killeth the soul of man. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Jesus came that you might live in him. Jesus came and shed his blood. Glory be to God that you might live. Glory be to God. It was life in the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. Because he lived, you can get up. I don't know what you're going through, but you can get up. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Because he lives, you can be delivered from whoremongering. Because he lives, you can be delivered from whoremongering, drinking, lying, stealing, adultery, fornication, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. You can be delivered because he lives. Glory be to God. You can be delivered from a perverse spirit. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah, because he lives. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You can be delivered from prosecution. Hallelujah. You can be delivered from prostitution. Glory be to God. You can be delivered out of a crack house. Glory be to God. And he can take the taste out of your mouth. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, glory be to God. Because he lives. Because salvation came through him. Glory be to God. Grace and mercy came through him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He loved us just that much. Glory be to God. Because he lives. Oh, glory be to God. That's why Job tells us in Job 19, my Redeemer lives. Glory be to God. I'm so glad that my Redeemer lives. My God, my God. He yet lives. My God, my God. He lives inside of me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he lives. You can be healed, delivered, and set free. Glory be to God. Because he lives. Your body can be healed. Your mind can be healed. Because he lives. Because he lives. That's why he said, I came that you might be healed. I came to set you free. I came to set the captives free. Oh, hallelujah. I came to preach the truth. Now, glory be to God. My God, that you might be healed, delivered, and set free. Glory be to God. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Glory be to God. Don't matter what the enemy is saying unto you, because he lives. Hallelujah. You know, your enemy can't do no more to you than God allows. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Because he lives and because he got up, you can get up. You can get up out of that sin. You got a choice to get up out of it. Why are you still wallowing down in sin? Glory be to God. Why are you still wallowing down in darkness? Why are you still there? Why are you still down in the valley? Leave that person alone. Leave that Jody alone, that Jody alone. They're causing you to live in darkness. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. That brings forth death. And God's son came that you might have life. Glory be to God. You got to let it go. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. My God, my God. Because he lived, you can let it go. Because he said, I will keep you if you want to be kept. He said, my word will keep you. Because I live. Glory be to God. He said, because I live. Glory be to God. The love that you're looking for is in me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You can't find it in the world. Glory be to God. That's why he said, the world sees me not. They know me not. Glory be to God. But you know me. Glory be to God. Those that are believers of Christ. Hallelujah. My God, because he lives. You don't have to worry about a thing. It's not what it looks like. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be like a blind man and live by blind faith. Glory be to God. Because it's in the unseen things. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. Because he lives, you got more than enough. Glory be to God. It may not be exactly what you want, but he said, I will supply everything that you need because he lives. He said, I am Jehovah Jireh. can't depend on Jodis. You can't depend on Jodette. You got to depend on me. You got to lean on me. Glory be to God. You don't have to take their money. Glory be to God. Leave that man money alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, back in the day, the women, the old women of wisdom, the women of wisdom, I call them elders of women, women of wisdom, and they will always say, don't mess with a man and his money. Glory be to God. Leave that man's money alone. And call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he lives, he can take care of you. He can take care of your children, and he can feed you and your children. He can pay the bills in your house. Glory be to God. He can pay your car payment, whatever you need. Glory be to God. It's in him because he lives. He owns everything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If somebody's taking you down the road of sin, that is not God. Glory be to God. My God, because he lives. You got to believe it. Do you believe that he lives? Glory be to God. My God, my God. My God, if you just look back over your life and see where he has brought you from, glory be to God, you'll know that the Redeemer lives. Glory be to God. He redeemed us by his blood. Glory be to God. He paid a high price. Ah, hallelujah, on the cross for us. Glory be to God, that we might have life in him. Glory be to God. He lives. My God, my God. Our Redeemer lives, and we shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's what the word of God says. Glory be to God. Because he lives, as the song says, we can face tomorrow because he's the one that holds our future. Don't nobody else hold your future. Nobody else knows the plan. Only God knows the plans that he has for your life, and that's for good. But you have to receive him as the risen Savior of the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he lives, you can be saved. You can be healed. You can be delivered and set free from sin and death. Glory be to God. It's a spiritual death of the soul and the spirit. Glory be to God. We all want to die a physical death. Glory be to God. But you want to know where your soul is going to spend eternity. Don't let your soul be lost. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Let go of all the things that's causing death in your life. Glory be to God. Because everything about God is life. Hallelujah. It produces life. It multiplies in life. Glory be to God. If it can't multiply, it ain't none of God. Hallelujah. If it can't bring forth life, it ain't none of God. Glory be to God, because he is a God that liveth. Glory be to God. That's why he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Glory be to God. He said, because I live, you shall live also. That is a promise to every born again. Because he lives, you shall live also in every area of your life. Your finances shall live. Glory be to God. Your marriage will live. Your children will live. Your grandchildren will live. Glory be to God. And he can. Hallelujah. He's going to quicken your spirit, and it shall live. Your mortal body. Good God Almighty. Glory be to God. You shall live. He said, because I live. Jesus said it. He said, because I live, you shall live. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Don't believe the report of the enemy. Glory be to God. Your children are going to live. Glory be to God. They're going to be saved, healed, and delivered in the timing of God. Glory be to God. They shall live. My God. Because he lives, you shall live, saith the Lord. Believe the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hear the words of the Lord. Glory be to God. Because he lives, you shall live also, says the Lord. Glory be to God. My God, my God, we are running out of time. But believe the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Because he lives, you shall live. Glory be to God. If you don't know the Savior, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, Find your Bible believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it. Develop a personal relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. He says in his word that Jesus came that you might have eternal life. Jesus came that you might live. You shall not die. Glory be to God. Because he lived, you shall live. Amen. Glory be to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you and we love you too. Have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Have a blessed week. Amen. And we love you. Amen.